Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
I'm on, obviously, vacation, and I was going to try and use this hotel Wi-Fi, which apparently sucks booty hole. So
it always does.
yeah, it's just so like fucking annoying. That's why like I usually like doing Airbnbs, but this
Yeah.
is hotel. So, you know, and I don't know, hotels are just a little bit more difficult, but this one's really nice. They actually have microwaves on the floor, like by the ice
Yeah.
machines,
Oh, let's go.
which usually isn't common, you know. You usually have to like request one, I think. I think you've
Yeah.
done it before, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. And we have a little mini fridge, so stock it with a bunch of shit, fruit, because I have to make sure I still poop on vacation. Are you someone that gets, do you have any issues with your balls when you travel or no?
Sometimes it depends on how long like the travel is. Like if it's like honestly, like lately, no, but I used to be someone that just like gets completely constipated. I think it
Yeah.
just depends on sleep sometimes.
So like before I went through my huge gut health phase, I was always constipated every time I went on vacation. Didn't matter if it was for like 2 days or 10 days. Like that butthole was blocked up. Yeah.
Wow.
And now I don't know if it's like I get like if it's like anxiety driven or what, but I'll go no like usually the first day that I'm there, I'll poop like 4 or 5 times. They're all still like type 3 and 4s, but like I'll just massive poop and then I'm like usually fine for like the rest of the. It's so weird. I don't know if it's just because like diet changes are a little bit different.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I'm in Disney, so like they are so good with like gluten and dairy free. They bring you like a little separate menu and it has like X's and check boxes for like what has gluten and what doesn't.
That's
And like,
cute.
yeah,
So,
it's
did you
like,
go to the park yesterday? Like, tell us about that.
yeah. So there's I'm in Florida. I know there's like one in LA too. But I'm at the Florida one, and there's four parks, and we did the one Hollywood Studios yesterday. Tomorrow we're doing like the big one with the castle, the Magic Kingdom. So
Okay.
it was good. Yesterday it started like about to like rain around like 4 o'clock. So like we just dipped out of there. Like we went in the morning. I think we went on like 3 or 4 rides. Like I'm not a big like I have to rush and do everything. Like I don't really care. You know, we
Yeah.
walked around. One of my favorite movies is like Beauty and the Beast. So they have like a show where it's like kind of like a little Broadway show where they have like people in costumes and they dance and they sing and
Yeah.
it's pretty cool. So sat and did that, which is nice. It's just like obviously a lot fucking hotter down here. So like I can just already feel like my body feels like mushy, I think. And like I'm trying to like slam water and like eat like just like snort salt packets pretty much at this point, like you know, trying to make sure I get all my electrolytes in because it's so hot, which is like something we need to like remember everybody out there that like as summer comes around, like please drink your water, please electrolytes, salt your foods, hydration, like you fucking need that, trust me.
Yeah.
You'll feel like shit. Like did your gym have AC?
Yes, but like, I don't know. Look, I still live in a fucking swamp. You know, it
Yeah.
has swamp farts and stuff. So it's just like, yeah, but at the same time, you're still sweating balls anyway.
One of the gyms I used to go to didn't have AC and I couldn't do it. I literally, like, leg day, I couldn't fucking breathe. Like, I couldn't. So I was like, I have to switch fucking gym.
Damn. Oh, are you seeing Harry Potter World while you're there, or is that a different location? I honestly don't know.
No, it's right by here, but we're not doing that one. Like, I think we are going to, but like, just, I'm a very, like,
What the
go to the
fuck? You love
park.
Harry Potter, though.
I know, but I like to like go to the park and then have like a rest day and then go to the park and then have like a rest day, which is like what we're doing. We just like pick those other two parks because like Alex hasn't been since like he was like a kiddo. And like my mom's here and like family's here and stuff. So like I just want to make sure like he has a good time. I didn't want to do like, you know, four parks and it's fucking expensive.
True.
Like it's like a lot of money to go all day. So I can see why people are so like, we have to get on every single ride, but I'm like,
Yeah.
it ain't worth my fucking peace. I will not wait longer than 35 minutes. I won't. So like they have like an app, which is nice, and it tells you like how long the ride waits are. So like I'll just go on there and I'm like, nope, that ride says 45 minutes. I'm not doing it. I won't. And like the thing about here is so like when you lived in Ohio, did you ever go to Cedar Point? Or Kings Island?
Kings Island was closer for us, like
No,
45 minutes.
yes.
I went to Cedar Point like once and it was fine.
So the difference between like those amusement parks and like or Six Flags or whatever you have around you, whatever they're called now, and like Disney is like you kind of wait inside and it's like air conditioned. So you're not like standing in line, yeah, like outside in the rows. Like they have it all like animated. So like if you're like in a line for like a Toy Story one, they have like all the Toy Story characters and like you're obviously going through the chained lines, how they
I don't
are or
know how I
whatever.
feel about that because, like, that builds character waiting in line, sweating your pussy off. Like, that builds character.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I have enough character built, so I don't think I need to do it right now. But no, definitely. I don't know if it's because like they don't want kids having a bunch of fucking heat stroke. I don't know, but
Yeah,
because they're
fair.
like that's it. So I do a lot of people watching when I go on vacations like this. I just love it. There was like so many kids that were like beet red in the face. I was like, y'all need to get your kids like out of the fucking sun or apply sunscreen. And then there was this girl that was visibly purple yesterday. Like she was like a ginger, like you could tell she was very fair skin, like light blue eyes,
Jesus.
straight up purple, dude. Like I was like, she's gonna have skin cancer.
Yeah. That's a
It was
lovely
bad.
question. Jesus.
I was like, how can you be that stupid?
That's wild, dude.
It is wild. How was your day? I know you did some legs this morning. You sent me a video of you on the
Did you
hack
watch
squat.
it?
Yeah, I messaged you back. I was like, wow, I can't wait to hear those noises in person. Like you were literally
I feel so dumb. Like,
slumping.
I can't even think right now. Like, I'm eating my meal just trying to listen to you, but I'm like, like the wheels are turning, but nothing's coming out. Like that set, just that was it. Like it was one of those things where I was like, okay, that's it, time to move on. Like normally I'm pretty flexible if I do two or three sets, because it really depends on if it's like two or three good sets, and that was my third set, and I just left it all on the floor. So like all the exercises afterwards, again, two or three, I just did two. I'm like, you don't need more after
Yeah.
that. Like just fucking go home.
Fucking baked your CNS, dude. Like, that's how I am after leg days. Like, I can't do dick. Like, you ever get in your car and then you drive home and you're like, how did I drive home, first of all? Like, how did my foot get off the brake and the gas? Like, I can't
Dude.
even. And then I don't know if you're one of these people, but like, so this is the level of intensity that your training should fucking be at. Like, I get in my driveway and I park in the garage and I will sit in my car for like 10 minutes. I'm a car sitter for sure. Like, after I work out, I don't know if you want car sitter, car dweller, but I will just park my car in the garage and I will like no music on, no nothing. I will just fucking sit there. I mean, now it's,
Sometimes, yeah.
oh, I do it almost every single time. Like, I have to
Like
like,
it was raining, so I kind of just like I just meandered, right? Like I don't like walk quickly to my car. I just, you know, just like
zombie.
loaf around. Like I also do cardio after every session just to like calm down. But like I'll start at like 2.5 miles an hour, and that's pretty slow for me because I got really long legs, and it'll
That's slow
take me
for
a
me.
while. What?
I said that's like slow for me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, some people like just have shorter legs, and so that's quick, but
I do
I'll
have
start
short.
at 2.5, and then like it took me a while to get up to three because my legs were just,
Like cinder blocks.
it was just bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Like it was just so slow, and now I'm just like, ooh.
That's
Yeah,
like,
man.
dude, I mean, it's a good leg day though. I mean, that's what you need, you know, because like you're in a holding phase right now, right? For the next couple-ish weeks, and then you're gonna grow again.
We're kind of losing weight, kind of not. Like I'm tightening up, but the weight, the scale's like a pound different. So it's nothing crazy. It's not like we're hammering fat loss, but like we're just lowering inflammation and giving the digestion a break. So holding slash minor fat loss phase. Because like I said, I'm down a pound from last week, but
Nice.
like we're just cruising. Like I'm still training hard as fuck. And again, body composition's looking better. So it's kind of like, I don't know, a recomp phase, if you want to call it something. Yeah. We're having fun though.
I mean, yeah, dude, and you're about to your wait, today was your 2 year mark with Austin?
Yeah, it's like this week.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. Your side, did you post your side by sides? I haven't even been on the gram yet today.
No, I posted a client transformation today. Tomorrow I'll post it. It looks really good.
It does. I think like I'm about to pull it up on my phone. That's why I'm having some pauses here.
No,
I
you're
mean,
fine.
so when you post this, are you going to talk about like how many phases you have? Because I'm just curious.
No, when I post like transformations like this, especially since it's like an anniversary, I more just talk about Austin.
Like, I'll probably go on my story and talk about it, but like, I mostly just want to give kudos to him because like, I was in such a dark place with the before photo that like, I almost wanted to quit bodybuilding because like, I was like just so done and fed up with the fact that like, previously it was like, you are a robot or you're no one. And it's just like, I was so burnt out and so low that like, I almost was thinking about quitting and stopping because I was like, well, clearly I'm never going to be good enough. So what the fuck's the point? And I was just kind of like neglected. And now he treats me like a person. And the results speak for themselves. Like, I don't need to talk about how many growth phases I did because you can just see the growth and you can see the fact that I just look happier.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, look at your check-in photos. Like, you're on the right, you're actually smiling, and like, but you can even tell by like confidence-wise too. Like, you just being in your skin just feels like a lot better. I mean, like, your 2 year ago photo, like, you look like a like, I mean, you look like a bitch, to be
I
honest with
know.
you.
I felt like a
Like,
bitch because I was so angry. And like, honestly, I call my butt mo a mom butt. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm not talking about like mom bodybuilders because there are mom bodybuilders that look fucking amazing. But like, you know, like a mom in her 60s that doesn't train or does like booty bands and just has like a flat pancake ass. That was my ass. It was a mom.
I can see that. Ooh, hold on 1 second.
Oh, I missed my mouth. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, food's flying everywhere. Hold on.
Dude, I don't give a shit. No macros wasted. Oh my God. Oh, your romper's cute. Look at you.
Thanks, dude. So, like, I love rompers, except for the fact, like, when you have to pee, they're kind of annoying. But I love the fact that, like, you don't have to, like, pick out two articles of clothing and figure out how to match and pair them. Like, that's how I am with, like, gym clothes, too. I don't know if you're like that, but I like, I don't know, maybe you kind of are, because you do wear, like, a lot of matchy-matchy, like your tampon suit, which I think is what you were in today. That's what I
It
call it.
was. I have two tampon suits just in case I feel extra absorbency.
Yes, you know, you have your what is it, your regular and your maxi max. I don't know, I don't wear tampons, to be honest with you. I just use a cup, but I also haven't had it in a little
Cups are
while, so.
life.
Dude, yeah. But oh yeah, your transformation, that's kind of where we were, besides like missing your food mouth. But like, I don't know, like, I just feel, you know, I'm proud of you, honestly. Like, I'm really proud of you for like not giving up, just because the fact that you said that, like, how defeating is. And like, honestly, like, I go through that too. So I mean, like, you, like, there's been times where I'm just like, after, especially after my first competition, I'm like, I'm never coming back to bodybuilding. I'm so miserable. And I kept trying to force it and force it. And then like, I ended up getting a new coach, and she was wonderful, and she made me like fall in love with it all over again. It's kind of the same thing with, you know, Austin with you, is like, he brought that light back inside of you, and like, you brought it in yourself, obviously, as well. But he showed you a different way of, you know, how to coach you specifically, and how to bring out like the best athlete in you, and not be so miserable, and be so happy, and be a person, and not just like a number or a robot, or, you know, just like do X, Y, and Z, and that's it. And if you can't do that, then you fucking suck. Like, you know, really. And like, that's exactly how I felt. Like, I took 6 months off in the dark, like, and that's why, like, I was like, dude, I hated bodybuilding. I never wanted to go back. And then I was like, dude, I love this so much, and I love doing it for me. Why am I gonna let somebody else ruin it, you know?
No, for
And
sure.
but like, when you're that low and you're in that mindset, like, and it's like you're comparing yourself to everybody else too, it like makes it so much harder. Like, you're like, yeah, I love this for me, but like, oh, I'm never gonna be good enough. I'm never gonna, you know, achieve my goals and things like that, because like, you honestly, I mean, we self-doubt ourselves so much. But also, when you have like other people kind of whispering that in your ear, or not directly telling you that, you know. And I was just talking to a girl the other day, and she ended up switching coaches, and she's just like, yeah, like, my coach didn't believe that like I could be a good athlete. And now that I switch coaches, like, my coach believes that I can be an athlete. And like, within like a month, like, she looks so much better, so much more bikini, so much happier. And I'm like, it makes a world of a difference.
And it's funny because I was talking to the same girl and I was like, it feels really good to be treated like an athlete, not like a project, huh? And she was like, yep. And because you can just tell people are just so much happier when you find the right coach that aligns with you. Because like, just because you have like a quote unquote good coach doesn't mean they're a good coach for you. And that's totally fine. Like, you have to discover that for yourself. And I know there's a really shit stigma about coach hopping, but there's a thing to be like said for coach hopping versus like finding the right coach that works with you, that aligns with you. And the difference is like, the fact that you're not even giving them a chance. Like, to be honest, if you're coach hopping every 3 months, it's probably you.
Versus
Yeah.
like I'm someone that it was several years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to like make sure you give the coach the benefit of the doubt and give them a chance to learn your body and learn who you are as an athlete and learn what you need to succeed, because that's not going to be, that relationship won't be developed in a matter of weeks. Like it takes months to at least a year to finally get like the machine rolling. But like for me, it was 2 years and I'm like, something's got to give. And just going with Austin, and especially because I was mentoring with him for going on 3 years now, it's like it just made sense.
Could you also like be someone to tell your athlete like that you guys are not a good fit to each other? It's hard to do as a coach, and I'm curious as like what your thoughts are, like, 'cause not every coach is for you, and you know that as an athlete, but like as a coach, are you going to be someone who's like, hey, like this isn't working, like months down, like you said, it takes months to like learn and build that relationship. So like, say you're a couple months in, would you be able to be like, hey, I mean, it's a hard conversation. I'm just curious, like.
It is. And it's one of those things where I'm trying to look at my coaching career and instead of being money focused, being like, well, what does the athlete need? Because there comes a point where you can just collect their money. And it's like, well, you're kind of a shit person for doing that because they're not getting the results that you know they could be getting. So, first, before you just, leave from your services, it's like, let's have a conversation of how we can work together as a team. And
Right.
be honest with one another, because at the end of the day, you are working with a human being and mutual respect needs to be there. So it's like, have a sit down conversation over Zoom or a phone call and be like, listen, we are not on the same page right now. How can we do that? And if after that call, like nothing changes, then it's like, listen, I'm not going to take your money anymore because it's clearly not a good fit. So go find someone that you align with or just take a break altogether.
Right. I think you have this in your check-in photos or check-in photos, check-in, questionnaire is, do you ask them like, what else do you need from me? Or is it something like that? Yeah. I'm saying,
100%.
yeah, like on my last page, I always like the last page of their check-in, I have different tabs and it says like, is there anything else that you need to tell me? Like free to tell me anything you need from me. And then obviously I'm always like, hey, like, what do you need from me? Like, is there like a certain way you need me to show up a little better? 'Cause like, yes, I'm flexible to find like what is gonna work for you, but also like there's boundaries too, you know? And some people will test those boundaries and it's like, if you're someone who like needs more and that's something I can't offer, then like I'm gonna be like, hey, you probably need somebody else that's gonna be able to give you that, but like I can't, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting to the point now where it's like I care more about being respected and having a good reputation and a good moral standing. That if that means I have to let people go, it's worth it, in my opinion, because I want to be someone that people can trust. And even if you look at my anonymous Q&A, I will have people asking me about their coaching protocols with a different
Oh.
coach. And it's like, it honestly, like, it makes me so sad because they probably don't have that relationship with their coach where they feel like they can ask open-ended questions without being made to feel dumb. And that's really sad because, like, your clients have questions, your athletes have questions. It isn't to question you and your authority. It's meant to ask for clarification so they understand, so you guys can again move the ship forward. So it makes me really sad, but it's one of those things where if you are in a position of leadership and you are trustworthy, don't take that for granted. And that's something that I'm kind of working on personally with my own development as a coach.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of in the same boat. And I know I ask you a lot for like your advice and your guidance when it comes to like setting those boundaries and building that respect too, because like that's something that's like I struggle with and I'm trying to work on too, is like, I've always been such like a big people pleaser. And I think sometimes it rolls over into my coaching and I'm just like, at some point I'm like, oh my God, like how much of my cup am I pouring out to fill that person's cup? When it's like not being mutual or respected, like, and that's the thing, like we're very giving people, we're coaches, I'm a nurse on the back end, Astro care of a mom for years, like we're very giving people, and like that's what we want to do, we want to make a better like a difference and a better life for you, but we can't extend our arm out and then have you cut our fucking arm off, like like I'm here to help pick you back up, but you can't fucking take my arm and not give it back, like, and that's it's a hard line for me to figure out like where it lies. 'Cause one, it's different with every client too. Like, like I said, some people want to have, more of like a friend relationship, or some people just want to do coaching. And, it's like hard for me to find like, how can you respect me? How can I respect you? How can we make this time efficient? How can we get you the best results, get you to your goals? All while, not being, like you said, like money focused, just taking people's, because like that is like, now I'm gonna go on a tangent, but that is
Do
just
it.
like,
Go, go,
it fucking pisses me off because I've been that athlete where they just take your money and you have too, and I know it. And it's just like, what's the point? Like, is it because it's an easy job that you work from home? Like, how do you sleep at night? I guess they just don't care. But like, at what, like, how do you even continue to get more clients though? Like, I don't know. For me, a lot of my clients are referrals.
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of coaching, like, shit, I don't know the word, but a lot of coaching, like, establishments are built on high turnover. So it's, they have, that's why they have over 150 athletes, because they'll quit after 3 months and they won't have referrals. So it's just getting new inquiries versus retention. Versus the athletes that I have now, like, I don't have a big team. I have about 25 athletes, but they've been with me for over 6 months.
Yeah,
Like, they
same.
are here to stay, and it's more paid in fulls, not paid monthlies.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm still paid monthly. I think I had like two people that were paid in full, but regardless of that, it's most of my people have been with me at least a year. I would
Yeah.
say 75 or 80% of my roster has been with me a year plus.
Right. Like, we don't take that trust for granted, right? Because, like, they trust you with their lives for over a year.
And like, and I, two of the people I have now have, were with me for multiple years, left for a little bit and came back. And now they both, pretty much are almost at that year mark again. And it's just like, damn, like it makes me feel good when I think I like retention more than, I mean, duh, we like inquiries, right? We like helping people, but like, I would rather have someone with me a long period of time than just doing, like here's, sign with me for 3 months and then you're done. Sign with me for 3 months and then you're done.
Exactly. Like, you want those long-term people, and you want to do right by your people. And I have this one girl right now where it's like, I need her to get a GI map because, like, something's still not right. And so it's like, listen, I will give you $100 toward a GI map because, like, I know I'm the one asking for this, right? Like, I know there's a missing piece, and I know we can better your health. So let me help you, because, like, this is important that we work together as a team. And GI maps, lab work, like, they are still an expense. Granted, they're not an every month expense, thank God, but it's still anywhere from $300 to $500, even with, like, discount codes or referral links or whatever. So it's like, listen, like, let me help you, because, like, I know this, that we're in this together, and I'm happy to do it. And it's not about, for me, it's never been about money, and it never will be. It's about doing right by the athlete, because I know what it was like to be a number. I know what it was like to be overlooked and neglected, and it doesn't feel good, and you don't make progress. But when you
Oh
have one
no.
person that gives a fuck about you, that makes all the difference in the world. And that is Austin to me. And I want to be someone else's Austin.
Yeah. No, it's the world of difference. 'Cause like when someone doesn't believe in you and you like don't have that good relationship, like,
They don't have to say it.
oh, and then like even yourself, like at least I'm this way, like no matter how hard I would like push in the gym, I still wasn't making progress. And like I didn't even like being there, so I didn't want to go. So I felt like I couldn't even try my fucking hardest. 'Cause it would be that same hamster wheel of like, why am I doing this? Why does this matter? I don't want to fucking be here. And granted, yeah, like that's obviously like mental work that we need to do as well. But like when someone's like that you're looking up to for guidance is doing that. And that's why me and Ash are trying to be like the fucking change in the industry, because like that was like one thing too that I was like, I think I was like naive, that's a good word, when I became a coach. And I started getting into more of like the bodybuilding avenue and, listening to different podcasts and finding and following some of these bigger names people on here, whether they're like functional health, bodybuilding and whatnot. And, me and you started bringing people on our podcast and stuff like that. I don't even know how to say it, but like, I did not know how, I'm gonna use the term gross, some of these coaches are in this industry. And I even talked with Ash for like quite a few times here. I was like, I want to leave coaching because like I like did not want to be associated with that because like it gives me such an ick feeling. And like I'm sure you guys have noticed, but like Ash and I have kind of, steered away from having a lot of guests on our podcast, and we used to have a lot of guests, and we wanted to just be mostly us. But I think it's because me and you, and I know your other podcast with the girls too, they're fantastic coaches as well. And there's a lot of good other coaches out there, but there is so much gross and negativity in the industry. And I'm not saying all the, the people that we had on in the past are associated with this, but it's just like, oh my God, I could not believe it when I first came into this because I didn't think people were like that. Like I
Yeah.
didn't think they verbally abused their clients. I didn't think that they just took money. I didn't think that they were, extremely shitty. Like, yeah, I had one bad coach, but I did not know the extent of it. Like I thought, me and you got into coaching to help people. And that's literally what I thought everybody was like. Literally, I thought there was like maybe like five bad apples, but like I think it's the other way around. There's like five good apples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the only people I'd ever want to have back on the podcast is Austin Stout or anyone from the IMH
Yeah.
team, Dom Kuza, and people affiliated with Dom, Cameron Cheek also, kind of like the whole like squad app there. And that's about it in terms of like
Bodybuilding, right? Because I was like,
bodybuilding.
I would have like Dr. Carrie Jones back on. I really like her.
Yeah.
But she's not bodybuilding coach wise. She's like,
Functional health.
period.
Period queen,
Yeah.
menstrual mommy.
Menstrual mommy. Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, I was gonna say menses queen, but menstrual mommy is even better. I like that. But yeah, I agree with those people too.
No, for sure. It's just one of those things where, like, some people are just trying to make a quick buck, and some people are trying, they say they want to influence and lead, but like, they don't do it first themselves, which tells me they're not wanting to lead, right? Like people show what they prioritize with how they spend their time, their money, and their energy. And if you are someone that doesn't have your head screwed on straight, so if you're someone that really does struggle with mental health and like daily fluctuations of like highs and lows, and you're talking to your athletes about the same shit and you're not investing in your mental health first, that's hypocritic. Like that's not cool. Like, be the change and lead from the front, which means own up to the fact that you're a human and you struggle. We're all imperfect. We all struggle. Acknowledge that you need help and then go get help, right? I've done it. I've worked with a therapist. I do help self-help books. Like, I make sure that Eric and I have like what we need in terms of our marriage, because like if I'm not first taking care of myself, I'm not taking care of my athletes to the best of my ability, right? So I know I've said this in the past and it's total bullshit and it was a lie. I say, oh, my athletes come first. No, they fucking don't. They can't, because I have to come first. Because if I don't come first, my marriage doesn't come first, my athletes will suffer, because up here will be loose as a goose, and that's not good.
Yeah, dude. And like, I fell into that trap of like, oh, my athletes and my work are always going to come first. And I was competing at the time when I first started my coaching business. So it was like just competing, just coaching. And I was in a mentorship with Progressive Performance. I was a mentee, just learning about training under Bryce Kalvin at the time. And I lost my relationship. I had zero social life. I was a raging cunt from the time I woke up until the fucking time I went to bed. Yeah. I had literally like no support because, like I said, like I was so like deep into like give. Here's my athletes, everything to them, like every waking minute. Like there were times where I would sleep in my office. I bought this fucking like $400 gaming chair for people that like, make millions of dollars when they sit in their game chairs for hours. And like it reclines all the way back. It has a footrest on it because I would literally just sleep. I would like kick the footrest out, recline it back, set an alarm for like 3 hours, and I would like fucking sleep and then wake up and I would like, and like I was either like obviously doing client check-ins. Like I had a roster of like almost 50 clients at this time. And I was like just doing so much research, like just trying to self-educate and stuff like that. And it was like, dude, I wore myself fucking thin. Like the
Yeah, and
thin.
like it's not a badge of honor, because we always talk about like being a martyr isn't something that
No.
should brag about, and it's not funny, right? It's like when we bragged about when we were teenagers, like, oh, I haven't eaten anything since 3 p.m. Like, you're bragging about not taking care of yourself, but yet you're chastising your athletes for them not taking care of themselves and putting themselves
Yeah.
first.
Oh,
It's like,
yeah.
who the fuck are you? Like, shut the fuck up and focus on yourself first, lead from the front, so that way your athletes have an example, right?
Right. The
And
big
it's not
old.
to say again that you have to be perfect, because you won't be perfect, but you acknowledge through humility that you are imperfect and that you also need help, self-education, financial help, whatever. Like, it is okay to acknowledge that you are human and to work on it, because you are a work in progress. But
Like it really just gets under my skin when like coaches are kind of under the either the delusion or the hypocrisy of do as I say, not as I do. And it's like, I don't fucking believe that. I don't believe that.
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. I was gonna say, like, it's just everyone's like hypocritical, to be honest with you. And like, I think like that's probably one of the worst things is to be a hypocrite in this industry. Like,
It's one of my things that just wears at me, you know, just picks at me.
yeah. And I think social media makes it a lot worse too, because like I think that was part of it too, is like what I was talking about when I was like, yeah, we brought like some of these coaches on here. The more like I was like, you know, talking to these coaches on my own and stuff like that, and it was like, oh my God, they are definitely not who the fuck they say they are on Instagram. And I was like, what
Yep. You get a
the
lot of
fuck?
people that assume a character.
And that's why I think it's gross, because I'm just like, I'm one of the most, like, me and you are like very authentic people. Like, I worked really hard to become who I am today. Like, you know, years ago when my, you know, ex-fiance called our wedding off, like I went through a huge life change to find out who I was. And that is something that I, you know, take pride in putting out there. And it's like, aren't you fucking tired from being like a fake piece of shit all this time? It doesn't get exhausting. Like,
It has to be, right? It has to be exhausting. It has to be.
and how do you even like keep up with like the facade? Like, I
Because you
would be,
believe it. Because you become so
oh, that's,
delusional that you believe it. Like your alternate reality becomes your actual reality, which is why you become so out of touch. And why people are like, what the fuck are you saying on Instagram? Or what the fuck are you saying on this reel? Like people cannot relate. And then if it's like a team, then people like who have drinking the Kool-Aid, they're like, preach, sis. And I'm like, I'm over there trying to like put their fucking caption on Google Translate to try to understand what the fuck they just typed out on their like reel of their ass, just like butthole in my face. You know what I'm saying? Like there's just no pride to good, honest work anymore. And it's so upsetting.
And like, it makes me upset too, because like, you know, me and you are like, okay, bullshit, bullshit. But there's people that fall for that, and like, that breaks my heart, because those people don't know any better. They really don't. And then they waste all this time, and
And
you know,
money.
they, yeah, and they may end up worse than where the fuck they started.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's why it's like we've had really good, honest conversations when you are wanting to throw in the towel. Like, I kind of complain. I'm like, no, please don't leave me. But, like, honestly, like, you are one of the good nuggies. And so it's like whenever a good nuggie quits, that gives like room for it's almost like a fucking hydra. It's like you cut off one head and like five more
Pop
just
out,
come
yeah.
out of the fucking woodwork.
Dude, you're
Jesus.
not wrong. You're not wrong. But yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm not trying to say like I'm the best or anything like that, because I know I still have work, but I commit when I'm fucking wrong, like, you know, or like when I don't know something. Like, I literally, like, one of my athletes is struggling with something right now, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So what do? I text Ash and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna pay you for a fucking consult because I need fucking help. And I told the athlete that I was like, hey, like, I'm reaching out to another coach. Like, I'm gonna help you. I wanna get you on a better plan. Like, what do you think of that? You know, because I am not the best at this, but like, hey, like, do you still trust me to find out? Or do you maybe want to talk to the coach that I'm, you know, conversing with? Oh my God, conversating with about you,
And that
about.
speaks highly of your character because obviously, if you're like, hey, I don't know, but I'm willing to not only pay for continuing education or shit, just transfer the athlete, that tells the athlete that you care more about them as a person, not their money. And if I was your client, I'd be like, you know what? No, let's see what you and I can do because I trust you. You've established rapport with me and talk to that other coach. And if the things don't work out, it's like, okay, well, then we can go back to the drawing board. But like, if I was your athlete, I would feel so loved and cared for that that would just make me want to pay for 6 months up front.
Yeah, because it's like, oh man, like, rather than me just like blowing smoke up our ass, I'd be like, hey dude, like, I don't know, but like, I am gonna find out. I literally am, because I want to fucking help you. Versus
Exactly.
like, yeah, like, I remember just like hearing like some of my friends' stories that are like, hey, like, I've been telling my coach this, I'm struggling with this, and they don't even care. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah. It's really hard. I mean, that's why I've been paying for Austin's mentorship for I think 3 years now, maybe four. I don't remember. After 3.5, 4 years. And when I design GI protocols or other complex things, I still have him look over it just to make sure that I'm doing right by my clients because it's not that I don't know. It's not that I'm not confident. I am. Like, this is the plan. This is what I think is best. But someone that I know has more experience, more knowledge, no know-how, I still want him to be like, hey, do you concur? Do you, like, do you agree with this, or am I missing something important that would hurt my athlete? And I would say 85% of the time he agrees with me, and he might give me one or two educational nuggies or perspectives that will help me in another case. And that's what I really appreciate. It's not that Austin is like micromanaging me. It's I still want to make sure I'm doing right by my athletes. And so even though like Austin is expensive in terms of like coaching and mentorship, it is worth every fucking penny so I can take care of my athletes because they trust me.
Yeah, I mean, someone told me like long ago, it's like you got to spend money to make money, right? And that's exactly what it comes down to. Like, I mean, my first year of coaching, I made like zero profit.
Same.
Zero.
Zero
And I
profit,
think,
and you probably lost money too.
yeah, I was in the negative, which is it's great for taxes, but not for my bank account, right? As fast as it was coming in, I was putting it out for mentorship classes, just things to get my business up and running that were a little bit smoother, and it was like it was rough, but it was so worth it because I learned so much and I could like I changed everything about my coaching from day one to day. I mean, I used to use the fucking, what was that thing I used to use? It was
Did you
that
use
app.
an app like Trainer, not
Yeah.
Trainerize, but something like
No,
that?
yes, that was it. That was it. I used Trainerize. Yes, I used Trainerize. And I was like, dude, because I didn't know. I didn't know. I was like, oh, we could just do like measurements and weight and your pictures, and that's gonna be great. And then like the further I dove into like coaching and like, wow, there's so much more that goes into this than just those three things. And it's like, damn. So I had to do away with that and revamp everything so it can be a better service. And like, obviously easier for me too, so I can like, on the back end, connect dots, see what's working, see what's not. Cause like Trainerize is like a load of shit. Sorry if anybody uses it out there, good for you, but it doesn't do anything that I need it to fucking do.
Honestly, like in my opinion, like yes, these apps and softwares can make coaching maybe easier, but your service is should not be dependent on an app. It should be dependent upon the level of knowledge, the level of experience, the level of care. Because Austin, for crying out loud, he uses email,
I
but
know.
you can
No,
see
no.
my photos. Like that's so archaic in today's technology to still use email.
So he uses email and his email is AOL.com. That says
Dude,
something.
he's loyal to a fault. Like AOL, like it's just like this man does not
They don't
he
even have
changes because
AOL anymore.
I know. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like he is so good at what he does, he can just use email, body weight, and then my five or six bullet points of like the basic biofeedback markers. I don't track my steps. I haven't tracked my blood glucose since he started kind of like the deficit. And I don't do blood pressure or resting heart rate. And we get labs like twice a year. But like when
Right.
you get to that such a high level, you don't need a fucking Excel spreadsheet that lets you know if you had a poop today. Like you just know by the fact that if your client's digestion is good, if it's your energy, your mood, your sex drive. Like you can ask like very little and glean quite a lot by knowing your athlete and also knowing their temperament. And that's why, again, it all comes back to their personhood of who they are, like who they are, not just like an Excel spreadsheet that's 5 miles long of how many steps did you poop today? Did you sleep well? Like how many hours? And like they literally feel like a fucking data engineer and not a person. And that's where the stress starts. And then it can unravel even further depending upon like how you choose to coach them because it's not one size fits all at all.
Like I have a lot of that stuff in my spreadsheets, but I customize it. Like some people are like, hey, what do you want to take out? What do you not want to track? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like I, have people where I've pulled like their blood glucose, their resting heart rate, their sleep. And some people are like, I would like to track my sleep. Can I put that back in? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's per person and it just depends on like you said, like what they want. And then obviously, like I'm not at the level, nowhere near the level of, Austin, where it's like I can just read an email with two pictures and be like, yes, I know exactly what's wrong. Like he's got like, so we call this thing, in nursing, we call it like visual diagnosis or like visual vitals, where you can just look at someone and just like know what their blood pressure is and their heart rate just by looking at them, right? And like that's kind of how I feel like Austin is, like visual coaching. Like, yes, I can see everything that's wrong. Like doesn't even need anything. Like, I just think it's cool. It's just funny.
I definitely used to have like the biofeedback sheet that was like miles long, but now it's like almost everyone gives me their weight. And if they're experienced enough, we'll do fasting blood glucose and resting heart rate. And then if they have a stepwatch, we'll do steps. And then if they have specifically cardio programmed, we have like a cardio tab. But everything else is written response. because I can tell a lot more by how they type and what they tell me with what's going up here. And that's how I'm able to coach my athletes, is knowing what's going on in their noggin. Because if it's like a mile long check-in, okay, something, they are stressed out, right? Versus if someone's very like concrete and to the point, like that tells me that they are good. But then also you have to look into the psychology of your athletes, because some athletes overshare and then some athletes don't share enough. So then it's like having those conversations, being like, hey, you're almost giving me too much information. Just, you know, this is how we can simplify things to save you time, but also so we can manage your stress. Because, you know, athletes that are like, oh, this night I slept this many hours, this night I slept like actually doing like 7 hours, 49 minutes. Like, I don't need to know that. I need to know, when you wake up, do you feel like you could conquer the world? Or do you feel like you need an extra 3 hours of sleep? Like, do you have problems falling asleep, staying asleep? That matters more than knowing that you slept 6 hours and 51 minutes.
Like, I have a lot of people that have like, actually have a lot of people that have like the Aura ring, and they'll put in there like their exact time. Like the
And like those things are nice too, but like also it's like,
they're expensive. I don't know if you ever looked at an Aura ring. Like,
they're I don't know. I mean, like those fitness watches and shit are fine, especially for like steps and stuff. But I feel like some people, they let the machine tell them how they feel. So it's like, oh, my Aura ring or my Whoop says I'm not super recovered. They have a bad fucking day because of a Whoop. But like, had they not checked their Whoop, they would have been fucking fine. So it's like, that's why I threw away my Fitbit. Like, fuck my Fitbit. Like, it does not tell me how I feel. I tell me how I feel, because I actually do an internal check, not like, is my recovery, I don't know, like whatever, or what's my HRV? Like, you're not a fucking robot. You're a person.
Dude, that is so funny. Cause okay, so last Thursday I had someone message me outside of their check-in day. They're just like, good morning, I wanted to update you. Over the past 3 stages, my readiness has steadily decreased. And their readiness is based off their Aura. Like, it tells you how ready you are for the day. Yeah.
So what does that even mean? Your readiness.
I don't know. Cause I really don't know much about the Aura ring. I don't, you know, I think, and it says it has steadily decreased, saying the issue is elevated, is an issue elevated resting heart rate and poor recovery index. Today it hit a low and advised me to rest and to try and nap. I planned on training today. What do you think? I
messaged her back. Jesus Christ.
And I was like, how do you feel? And how does your body and mental feel? I want you to trust yourself more than an app/device. She's like, physically, I feel okay. Just tired. Mentally, I'm back and forth between okay and a mess. And I was like, there's your answer. Like, you know,
but you
like,
shouldn't need a fucking ring or a watch to tell you that.
Exactly. But like, I wanted to pull that out of her, be like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you know, physically, yeah, you feel okay, but like, you know, something mentally is going on. So like, don't train, first of all. Like, second of all, like, it's okay. But like, yeah, like, you don't need, like, mentally you feel like shit. And that's why this watch is telling you that. But like, you could have figured that out before the watch even said that.
I think journaling is one of those tools that is very underutilized, because some people view journaling as like, I need to write poetry. I think journaling is a great way to actually sit down for 5-10 minutes and reflect on actually how you feel. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling? How is your life trending? Are you happy? Are you sad? Because we don't reflect enough, and we don't take enough moment to pause, to sit in silence and think. We are constantly bombarded with screens, rings, watches that tell us what to think, how to feel, and how to live life. And we almost forget the art of learning how to do it ourselves, because we become so reliant on technology. And don't get me wrong, technology is great. If it wasn't for technology, we wouldn't be talking right now while you're in Florida, I'm in Charleston. We wouldn't have culminated the friendship that we have without it, because we text, we phone call, we Zoom. So it's like, I am very thankful for it, but we cannot become reliant and dependent on it, because then we will lose our personhoods and we will become robotic. And as someone who was kind of forced into being a robot and not being emotion, like not having or expressing emotions, it is shit quality life.
Yeah. Like, even now, like, I checked in today with my coach and he was like, dude, like, why did you fill out your spreadsheet? I was like, oh, I don't know, because I'm just so used to doing it. He's like, you're on vacation the rest of the week. He's like, I don't need to see it. I don't care about this fucking data. Like, he's like, tap out, enjoy time with your family. Like, just live. Because I know we've talked about it before, but I'm someone, I don't work out on my vacations anymore. I used to, but I don't. So like, he's just like, dude, I don't even know why you're doing this. Like, just relax.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Like, And I agree with you on the fact that like journaling is so underrated. And I think it's because a lot of people think it needs to be like this huge production where you sit down and you come up with some quote that's supposed to be on Pinterest or like no, like
Not
I
asking you to become fucking Nicholas Sparks. We're just asking you to like reflect upon your life.
dude, like literally, like, oh my God. When I'm home, I should fucking bring out my journal for our next podcast and just open up with some of the shit I write in there. Cause some of it, like, I'll just like sit down and write for like 5 minutes, like not even 5 minutes, like 30 seconds. I'll just like, I leave my journal on my table, on my kitchen room table every day. So like, I'll just like walk by and write shit. Like, if Alex says something funny, or like if me and you are talking like some funny shit, like while we're texting, I'll like jot it down really quick. And I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. This made me feel really good. I'm really fucking happy because Ashlyn's fucking hilarious and I'm grateful I have her in my life. Period. Done. Moving. And then I walk on with my day. Or
I
some
love
days
that.
I'm like, I'm so fucking frustrated right now because this isn't this. And then like, I will go back and read it and be like, wow. And then like, when I have more time, I'll sit down and like, reflect on it. And it's like, wow, yeah, like I really was feeling pretty heavy that day. Or, even at night, I'm just like, wow, yeah, like that was pretty hard. Like, what's going on? Figure it out. Like, but like, it doesn't have to, like you said, you don't have to sit down and be fucking like Nicholas Sparks, Colleen Hoover, whoever these famous authors are that are just like writing all this shit. And it's like, dude, use it to your advantage so you can feel better, because it really does fucking work, because we're not meant to have all this bottled up inside of us.
Yeah, I actually use, I don't have a set designated journal. I know there are some journals that even have prompts, which I think is nice. I actually use my logbook as a journal if I'm in the right headspace to do it. Because there are some days, I'll be honest, I don't fucking look at my logbook. I just leave it in my bag because there are some days I just want to fucking train because I'm already inside my head. And if I see numbers or whatever, it just will impact me that much more negatively. But on days that I do use my logbook, it's like, this set will feel good, or I'm happy today, or you know what? Like, I slept like dog shit last night. I'm maybe feeling a little bit bloated. I feel like my strength isn't there. Like, I will write little notes to myself so that way next week's Ash that is looking at the previous week's logs will be like, oh, this is this happened, which explains the data. So now I will feel more in tune with myself this week. I slept well. My digestion isn't bad. Like, I'm back in my old stomping grounds. And then that will explain why maybe I feel stronger in this lift, or I feel juicier after, like, a connection, or maybe I warmed up differently this week and I felt better when training. Like, losing your logbook to write notes to your future self, I think can be very, very helpful as an athlete, especially if you're sending your coach training videos and you're also receiving feedback too. And that's how you become proactive in your programming. So you become a student and you learn and you're immersed in your program. You're not just on your trainer eyes, like, yeah, being like, oh, I squatted 185 for 6 reps. Go me. Like, no, I fucking owned this set. I pushed myself till failure. Everything felt good. So, how can I replicate this the next week? That's paramount for me and my success since I do my own training.
No, I agree. Because, like, I like write notes at the bottom too, like, slept shitty, not in the right headspace, crunch
Yep.
for time. And then after each, like, little set, like, I'll write, like, I like usually when it's a good set, I write, like, fuck me. Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, like fuck me up. So that's how I know it was like a good one. So when I'm looking back to write it for the next week, I'm just like, damn, yeah, okay, well that was a good set. And then I look at the bottom where my notes are, and it's like, oh, you slept really good the night before, so that's probably fucking why. So what should we do? How do we connect those dots? Oh, sleep well again. You'll have another great training session. Done.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, wow, imagine that.
You also know if
Imagine.
it's a good set if you can't read what you fucking wrote because it's like written in gibberish. Because that was me after that one hack squat. I was like 10F, but like the 10 and the F, like it just looked like a toddler's writing. Like it was like one of those things where you're like, why did I even try to write? Because you're just like,
Oh my God, I know. And it's just like the worst. Or like or like when your logbook, like you were sweating, like dripping all over it. It's like everything's like
it's
bleeding
all
all.
wet.
Yeah, like all your fucking ink is like bled all over the page. You're like, I can't even read that because my sweat was so fucking intense.
Dude, speaking of, my pen died the other day and I am
Ah.
pissed.
You have a
Pissed.
certain thing that you like. Do you have like a certain brand of pens that you like?
Eric had pens from when he was in the nuclear Navy that was like a specific pen that I really liked. It was like fine tip or something like that. I like those, but it was one of those things where I was like so annoyed because like I was like trying to write and it's just the bed. And so I'm like trying to write so hard that you can at least see the indentation of the pen. So I'm like over there, like Sherlock homing it later on, being like, what did I get for this rep and set? But no, it's one of those things where it's like, really doesn't matter that much. Just make sure you're training hard and having fun because your muscles recognize stimulus, not just like, load and stuff like that when it comes to like the actual numbers. So sometimes it's best to put the logbook away, like I mentioned earlier. But to kind of like wrap everything up, like it really does matter your mental state in terms of who you are as a person, how you view your training, how you view your programming, how you view your overall life, because it doesn't make any sense to be constantly stressed out and not enjoying life because one, that's no way to live. And two, you're not going to see the progress that you want to see. And I'm living proof of that.
Exactly. And y'all will see already by the time this podcast comes out, because Dash is going to post it tomorrow and then our podcast will come out the following day. Post your living proof of your transformation over the last 2 years, which is sweet.
But yeah, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your vacation, dude. You look like amazing. You're like thriving over there.
Thank you. I'm not sleeping as good, but yeah, I feel good to get away, and be in the sun, which is good.
Absolutely. But we'll chat next time. Peace.
Adios.